I'm going to interrupt this because we have a caller from calling in who I think we should hear from, Councilmember Tony Madrigal. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me on the show. I just want to preface by saying I only have a couple minutes because I have a job and I'm on my way to work.
Okie doke. Well, I'm glad you called in, and I know that we sometimes strongly disagree on issues, but I want to commend you on your vote against this triple fine zone. And frankly, I don't know if you've have you heard much of the show today? Don't worry about it. Don't apologize. We've talked about the Sentinel's editorial today denouncing you for not providing documentation for your concern about possible racial profiling a year ago at the Halloween activity. And some of us have said, much as we may not like other positions you've held and not felt you've been strongly enough, you know, it'd be nice if you brought in the Brown Berets and a bunch of people to say, look at what happened here and there, and held investigations into police profiling. Nonetheless, you were simply expressing an opinion, in my view, at that meeting that, you know, you were concerned about what you saw last Halloween. But I'm going to shut up and let you talk because this is the first time you've been on the air in a long time, and please use the public forum.
Oh, once again, thank you, and if I get cut off, sorry about that. I'm going through some mountains here, but I just want to say, ever since the story came out, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say thank you, and a lot of young people say thank you, and I've also had a lot of folks say yes, that happened to me too. And I just think that, you know, it's something that needed to be said, and I for one definitely was willing to speak up about it.
Look, Tony, you were on the Citizens Police Review Board for a number of years before you were on City Council.
Yes.
And did this issue come up at the CPRB before it was dismembered by the Rotkin Matthews City Council?
I do recall there was some cases that came up discussing this, and also some other cases regarding, I guess, treatment of same-sex couples not being given the domestic violence. You know, the attention that it deserved and other issues. But, yeah.
I know you have not been a major critic of the police department. I'm the critic of the police department. I wouldn't call you, I mean, I've been critical of you for not being more critical of the police department. In many respects. But on some positions, you take a different stance. Like, I know you were looking for an independent investigation of the DIY last night Vogel affair, where they were infiltrating, you know, a peaceful political group, which had a parade on New Year's Eve, 2006-2007. You remember
that? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, and I'm wondering if you got some flack from the police department for that proposal at City Council.
I just remember being the only one calling for an independent investigation about it. I felt that it needed looking into, and there was a lot of people in the community concerned. Kind of like that saying that says, you know, if one person says, two people say something, three people say something.
And now,
it starts to
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and then so on and so forth.
Now, did you? What can people do if they feel there is some kind of police misconduct happening? I mean, you know, a police department would tell you, well, file a complaint with a police auditor, Bob Aronson, or contact the police department and ask for an internal affairs investigation. What do you think a person should do who is a person of color or a poor person who feels he or she is being treated in a discriminatory fashion? Are you willing to talk to that person yourself directly?
Most definitely. I'll be happy to talk to folks about it. They can email me at my city council email, tmadrigal@ci.sampa-cruz.ca.
Let's suppose they don't have an email. How can they get in touch with you by phone?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can leave me a message on my city council voicemail. It'll be 420-5028.
420-5028 to reach Councilmember Tony Madrigal, who we're talking to on the line at the moment. You're on your way to work, so I know you haven't got a lot of time.
And the only other piece of advice I have for folks is that, you know, if you're going to speak up about something that happened to you, Think about it. Make sure that you know. Think about it. Make sure that you're able to at least write down your story and share it. Please, don't be afraid to speak up.
Let me ask you about this incident that happened at last Halloween. I know it's a year later. Did you hear the conversation between the police officers and the group involved?
Well, I was standing a few feet away, but I was observing.
What did you see?
Well, I saw the officers come up, and you know, just to be clear. What I recall seeing last year was that there was a lot of different law enforcement agencies downtown that were helping out to keep downtown safe and whatnot. There was folks from the sheriff's department, other police departments in the area, and CHP officers. And what I remember seeing was that there would be a group of, say, four or five officers, but at least one of them, I remember, would be a local police officer for the San Francisco police officer, and that's what I would see, like in groups walking up and down Pacific Avenue.
How big were the groups?
Like I said, it was groups, maybe you know, four or five, maybe six officers, with one of them being a local Santa Cruz police officer. And I don't know, to be honest, you know, why they had one local Santa Cruz police officer. They can tell us. I can only guess that it was to let them know what their local procedures are or something.
And how much of this incident that you mentioned did you actually see happen that you brought up at the city council meeting?
Well, I mean, I saw the whole thing.
It happen, first of all? Where in the city did it happen?
I was sitting outside the community television studio. Right outside the door there.
I believe Mark Half Moon was with you, wasn't he?
Yes, he was out there sitting down, and he had a chair and said, "Hey, have a seat."
Right.
So we were sitting there, and there was a couple other folks from the community TV that would come by and stand with us a couple of times, and then they'd walk off again. But we saw it happen, and I walked over, and I just kind of tried to observe, and then
now, give me a blow-by-blow of what you saw happen. About what time of the evening was it?
Oh, gosh. It was really dark. It was already nighttime.
Uh-huh.
It was
a lot of people on the streets are still relatively sparse.
No, it was starting to be mediumly sparse, I guess you could say.
And this is...
I remember I went over there, I saw these folks, you know, get asked, right, you know, these young...
Hold it. You went over there. Where was there exactly? Where exactly?
You know where that bench is down the street from where community TV is? There's that public bench there.
Near Tampico's?
Near Tampico's.
Okay. I do know where that bench is. Right near the cross street.
So these young folks are just standing there watching the parade go by.
How many of them?
Like I said, it must have been a group of, I don't know, about six or seven, maybe.
Latino?
Yes.
Gang and colors? Any indication these were members of a gang? Or
I didn't get that indication. I remember seeing one of them, at least one of them I remember was wearing a costume, wearing a mask.
Okay.
And so...
Were they engaging in any illegal behavior that you noticed?
No, I think for the most part, I think they were just kind of standing there watching the parade go by.
Okay.
And the thing that made me feel bad and concerned was at the end, after it all happened and the officers walked away, you know, I walked up and I asked the guys, "Want to do something about it?" I happened to know how, and I introduced myself, and they said no, they didn't want to do anything about it. And one of the young, you know, I was speaking to them in Spanish, and they said no, they don't want to do anything about it, they just want to go home. One of them said, "This is why no one feels like coming downtown."
Now let me go back a bit, because this is really.
Hey, I'm gonna have to get going, but
give me a 30.
Tony, give me. One of the wants to come downtown, and then another young man.
Yeah.
Pointed and said, "Look, they're not doing anything to them over there," and that's what they pointed to.
How long was the police contact for?
I don't know. It must have lasted 5 minutes or so. roughly.
And you were about how many feet away from it?
I don't know, a few yards away.
And how many police officers were involved?
Like I said, I don't recall exactly. It was a group of, what I recall, I remember last fall I said it was BHP officers. But like I said, I do recall that all the law enforcement groups that were walking up and down Pacific, I do recall that they had at least one local PD officer with them.
Did you hear in the course of this 5 minute stop, did they say that they were detaining this group, or did it appear to be consensual stuff?
No, you know, you gotta. Well, it's just, I mean, you know, it's. It's very rare to see, you know, young people of color that are savvy enough to know how to assert their rights.
I understand. Were they patted down?
Hey, I'm gonna. Well, no, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I saw them get patted down.
Did they search inside their pockets?
Yeah,
Tony, I know you got to go. If you want to talk about this issue in greater detail, you're invited to come on the show on Thursday from 6 to 8. My show goes on till 1 in case you want to call me back today.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and thank you to all the listeners out there. And I just think this problem deserves looking into.
And if people have further concerns about problems like this, they can call you at 420-5028?
Yes.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.